And when the evening comes, we smile. So much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun. Sharing the horizons that are new. Watching the signs along the way. Yes, we've just begun.
Hello. You are listening to Also Important on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Also Important. This is going to be my time slot for the summer, Mondays at 7 p.m. every other week, starting this week. The other show premiered or was on last week, and they, I believe, had a show Monday at 7 p.m. all this previous year. So if you've been listening to this time slot, you'll be familiar with them. But yes, thank you for tuning in. Got exciting new music to play. Actually, none of it will be new releases, but I'm very excited to play it because it's all relevant to things going on in the Boston area and things that are going on in my life. And right now in the background, forgive the crackling sound, but you can hear the Shaft original motion picture music soundtrack by Isaac Hayes, which I picked up at the Brimfield Flea Market this weekend, which I will get into more in the next break because I need to get back into playing the music. But yes, thank you all for tuning in. Excited for this hour of music, and stay tuned.
If you see a devil, smash him.
Smash him.
'Cause he ain't about to leave you alone.
Smash him.
If it's a matter of somebody has to go, him or you.
Smash him.
If you want a clean house, heed this lesson.
Smash him.
What you always got to do.
Smash him.
If you see a devil, smash him.
Smash him.
He's here to get you.
Yeah, yeah.
Smash him.
Listening to Also Important on 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you just listened to the soundtrack of Don't Play Us Cheap by Melvin Van Peebles. That was If You See a Devil, Smash Him and Ain't Love Grand. A great new find I found thanks to some friends' recommendation. Has amazing music. Melvin Van Peebles. Yeah, such a good movie. Awesome musical. Apparently it was a musical originally, which makes sense. But yeah, awesome. Can you tell me what mic number that is? I'm talking to my station co-host here. Oh, no. Due to process of elimination, it has to be mic 4. Okay, so I'm going to bring you on, and I got my co-host here. We can keep it anonymous, but...
All right. Happy to be here. We're back on Also Important. Feels like summer.
Thank you. Yes, it feels like summer, and let me be the first to say congrats, Tufts graduates. Yesterday was the Tufts graduation, and... saw a lot of graduates around, and then today had major like day after graduation vibes. So just, yeah, congrats to everyone. If any of you students are staying around for the summer for a radio show, you can be like me and be a washed radio station DJ. So congrats. And I also played from a record I got at the Brimfield Flea Market, which is The Who. What's it called? It was like a compilation record. Meaty, Beady, Big, and Bouncy. And that was I Can't Explain. So yeah, that's fun. Yeah, we went to the Brimfield Flea Market. It seems kind of like WMFO-pilled. Like people, listeners and DJs would enjoy it. Want to explain it all about the Brimfield Flea?
What's not to love? I believe it is the largest flea market on the East Coast with over 6,000 vendors. And it's hosted a couple times per year. I believe the next one is in July, if you didn't catch it last week. And it was our first time. It was overwhelming. Wear comfortable shoes and get ready to pick, and you will never make it through the whole thing. I guess people go back days and days at a time.
No, it was pretty amazing. And yeah, I got a bunch of cheap records, which you could probably tell because they are pretty crackly. So sorry about that. But they were good records, and they were $3 each. I got the Shaft soundtrack. I got a bunch of The Who. I got the band. So yeah, got good stuff. But yeah, pretty crackly. But you know, that's to be expected when you're at a flea market like that. Okay, well, up next, I'm going to play some Bruce Springsteen, of course, because this Sunday, the Land of Hope and Dreams tour, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band is coming to Boston, to TD Garden, Sunday night. I'm going. I'm extremely excited. He's back. And yeah, so thrilled about it. Gonna play some Bruce songs that I'm pretty sure he's playing. I've been making sure not to see the set list, but I'm almost certain he's gonna play these songs. And I'm going to try to play live versions of them, but some I couldn't figure out how to get the live versions I have on my phone to play at the station. But yeah, very excited about it, and here's some Bruce.
They brought death to our hometown, boys, death to our hometown. Isle back in 1803. James and Danny Heaton found the ore that was lying in Yellow Creek. They built a blast furnace here along the shore, and they made the cannonballs that helped the Union win the war. Here in Youngstown, here in Youngstown, my sweet Jane, I'm sinking down here, darling, in Youngstown. Well, my daddy worked the furnaces, he kept up hotter in hell. I come home from nine, work my way to Starford, job to suit the devil as well. That tiger night coke and limestone fed my children and made my pay. Them smokestacks reaching like the arms of God through a beautiful sky of sooty clay. Here in Youngstown, here in Youngstown, those big boys did what Hitler couldn't do. These mills, they built the tanks and bombs that won this country's wars. We gave our sons a career in Vietnam, now we're wondering what they were dying for. Here in Youngstown, here in Youngstown, my sweet child, I'm sinking down here. Coal mines, Appalachian, the story's always the same. 700 tons of metal a day, and so you tell me the world's changed. Once I made you rich enough to forget my name. Hey, in Youngstown, in Youngstown, my sweet Jenny, I'm sinking down. Hey, fiery furnaces. Hey!
You are listening to Also Important on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to Another Part of Me by Michael Jackson from Bad. And before that, you heard two Bruce songs, Youngstown, which was live from Cleveland, Ohio in 2016 on the River Tour. And before that was Death to My Hometown from the album version from Wrecking Ball. And these are two classic Bruce songs that he's going to play on the Land of Open Dreams tour this Sunday. And then after that, we played Bad because, of course, we've been on a big MJ kick since the major motion picture Michael 2026. Yeah, it was amazing, obviously. Oh, wait, your mic wasn't on. Wait, your mic wasn't on. Okay, yeah, I hear you now. Okay, since then, we saw the major motion picture Michael. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we've been on like a hee-hee kind of vibe. Because, I mean, come on, how can you not? The movie, okay, I'm going to be honest, the movie left something to be desired, but the music and the performances were incredible, okay? And I'm leaving the best for last at the end of this hour. Stay tuned for the best song featured in the film, without a doubt. Any other takeaways, Michael-related?
I mean, really electrifying performances by both Jafar Jackson and I regrettably don't remember the actor playing Baby Michael in the Jackson 5, mm-hmm. but I mean, it was their movie. They totally show-stopping.
Yeah, he was incredible. Wait, did you get a chance to look at the PSAs, or should we do it next? You don't have to do it. We can do it next.
We'll cut to the next break.
Okay, we'll do the next break. Okay, but yeah, thank you guys for listening. Okay, I haven't been on the radio since like October, so I'm a little rusty. All right, but we're making it work. And I don't know. Okay, yeah. Next, I will play some Habibi Funk and enjoy. Yeah. Okay, just popping in now over listening to the Bowser's Thing, another Don't Play Us Cheap song. I'm going to do the PSA. And let me just say apologies for the crackly music before. Okay, well, there's crackly from the records that were the old records from Brimfield. Can't do anything about that. I'm sorry. But the normal music was crackly. I realize it's because I haven't used our new board yet, which we got in January. Very exciting. But turns out the levels are calibrated kind of differently. So I think I had it like overplaying and blowing out the speakers a little bit. So should be all set from now. And now we will do our PSA.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you.
And you're so welcome. As it's getting warmer out, definitely be sure to stay hydrated on your walks, but get out there. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. I was going to say, you can personally attest to that. You've been walking a lot.
Certainly.
Yeah. And stay warm, or stay cool and hydrated, especially tomorrow. I'm like, this is crazy. I feel like I've been cold all year, and now I'm like, I blink, and it's going to be 95 tomorrow. So we got to stay cool.
I was looking for a heat safety PSA. I know there are other fun tips we might be able to impart on listeners.
Maybe yeah.
If you'd like to take a wet, cold kerchief to your neck, that can be very effective.
Mm.
And don't be afraid to chillax in the AC.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, totally. I know. I just can't get over it. I know. I'm like, talking about the weather like it's the most boring thing to talk about, but it's actually crazy. I saw Saturday it's gonna be feels like 49 in the morning, and then tomorrow's gonna be 95. That's like double. It's crazy. Okay, well, anyway, enough weather talk, even though it's clearly riveting radio. But yeah, you know, we got 20 minutes left of music, but I don't have that much music planned, so we're gonna have to do a little audible, which I'm excited about. But let's see where it takes us, and enjoy Don't Play Us Cheap. Thank you.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Counters ball, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supporter. Never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the body table king, but I just handed my pinball crown to him. Seen him fall, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Thank you.
Spiegel, مثل الحيرة صهرا فيني شارد هينا يتمنى بس ما مليان حنان بس فيني هموني تمسح الأحزان توهمني نور تجيني حزين حيرني معاك يا نور العين توهمني خليك فرحة نتهنى معاك وننسى ليك نبدأ أنا وانت من غير أحزان ابن نهيمين عايشين في أمان توعدني وتجيني حزين حيرني معاك يا نور العين توعدني وتجيني حزين خليك فرحة نتهنى معاك ونخليك نبقى أنا وأنت من غير أحزان إذن مهيمين عايشين في أمان توعدني نور وتجيني حزين حيرني معاك يا نور العين توعدني نور وتجيني حزين
are listening to Also Important on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you just listened to another song by Hamid El Shari, which is Tewini Dom from the Slam Years Habibi Funk, which was an album that my friend put me on to, Leander, thank you for putting me on. And yeah, if you want to hear more Habibi Funk type music, you can check out a cool spot in Alston called Habibi's Lounge, which plays great music like this. And before that, we heard I Wish from Marcin and Hayato Sumino. Thank you to my station guest for recommending. And then also heard Pinball Wizard by The Who from that compilation record I got, and also ELO with Levin Thing from A New World record. Both records I got at the Brimfield Flea, and they were in better shape. Still a little crackly, but I was glad I got to play them. Well, that's been my show for today. Thank you all very much for listening. I just need to fill the time a bit to get to the mark so that my final song will take me over the mark, but very excited to close this out on this great closing song for the hour. And yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Stay cool tomorrow. Thank you to my guest for being here. And yeah, stay tuned next week, Monday at 7 p.m. for my alternating show. I forget what it's called. I'll know 2 weeks from now, but yeah, tune in. And then 2 weeks from now, I'll be back on the air June 1st. So yeah, please tune in if you'd like, and have a good week. See you.
See ya. I'm giving you
watch my